was the Ewok man from the Endor land. Let me put had a nice little spear in his right hand. He was going to throw it high, going to take it low. He's going to knock the AT-ST down like so.
What's this? ABC has released yet another TV spot for The Force Awakens. It's amazing. We're going to talk about it as well as Comedy Central. A writer for Comedy Central emailed us. Also, an announcement for the next iteration of Star Wars Report Podcasting. It's a brand new podcast, and we're making that announcement right now.
Falcon Flight with Destiny.
It is the Star Wars Report Podcast. Welcome, welcome, come in, come in. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. Thank you for joining us on this very podcast. I'm very excited for tonight's episode. We've got a huge announcement for a brand new podcast at StarWarsReport.com. It's the most excited I've ever been for any creative project, but we'll talk about that in a second. First, it's my buddy, Mark Herleman.
Announcements, make announcements short and sweet, make announcements short and sweet, because they're so boring! I'm sorry, it's a scout thing. Scout day today, but we're here for Star Wars!
I was going to say, no, we need to... Oh, Cody Murphy in the chat, new podcast, Cooking with Carl and Jason. Actually, that would be the best. That would be the best. Can you imagine if it was all Star Wars themed?
It better be called Wampa Soup.
Today we will be doing a wampa arm steak. First step, slice off the arm of a wampa.
Well, you see, I like
seems
to have
legit
bantha bacon bits that I put in with it. It's very nice.
It's a old schoola episode of the Star Wars Report. It's me and Mark back in the studio. It's a Saturday night as we record this, and a lot of folks joining us in the live chat. You can do so as well by going to StarWarsReport.com/live. Just about each and every Friday or Saturday, depending on the day, but that schedule's changing right now because it's time for an announcement. But Mark, I feel like I can't.
In a world where there needs to be an announcement, it needs to be monumental, it needs to be epic, nay, it needs to be legendary, and there is only one man in the entire fandom of the Star Wars universe that can bring you said announcement, and that man's name is Riley Blanton!
All right, I feel like I have to cue up the Avengers music for that. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, this is wrong, though. I mean, Mark, props. Well done, sir. I feel like it's not like we've been doing this at all tonight, but I feel like we need a take two. We need something that, it needs to be a little heavier on the Star Wars references. Like, it's got to be... What's a good... I'm trying to think of a... We need some Boba Fett references in there. Something that really just gets you excited. If you're a Star Wars fan, if you love that Galaxy Far, Far Away, with 1 month remaining until The Force Awakens hits theaters, I feel like you need a special project. But also, I feel like it needs some Miko. So, Mark, if you would once again lead us in to our announcement of the next podcast with the 2nd Airborne Division on StarWarsReport.com, would you please be so kind to do so, sir, right now? Don't be shy.
In a galaxy...
Here we go, here we go.
Bounties run rampant. One man is hunting them down. He took down Solo. He took down Calrissian. He took down Kylo. He is BB-8. No, he's Riley Blanton, straight from Coruscant to you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to StarWarsReport.com. It's a brand new daily podcast. It is Star Wars Tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, featuring all kinds of amazing special co-hosts, Star Wars Tonight premieres this Monday as you listen to the podcast with Justin Robert Young, with Amy Ratcliffe, with Scott Rifen, and with the man from South Georgia, the podcaster extraordinaire, the man behind the Gulliverse podcasts, it's Steve Glosson, each co-hosting on a special day with a special segment leading up to The Force Awakens. It's theaters. I'm so excited, man!
The Wookiee! Oh, that was perfect timing.
That was good timing. I'm telling you, man, it's
hey,
good.
Hey, Boba, you're supposed to keep the Wookiee in the cage! Chains aren't gonna work!
All right, enough of the... All right, enough of the Miko. All right, so let me actually explain what's happening here. I hope we did it justice. There it is. It's you know how it's best to drag out announcements, and that's exactly what we just did. As you listen to this podcast debuting Monday, the 16th of November, Star Wars Tonight launches. What is Star Wars Tonight? Like I mentioned, in the excitement of the Miko music in the background, it is a daily podcast that runs Monday through Thursday, capping off the week with Friday Star Wars Reports. That's right, Star Wars Report podcast moves to a Friday record and release, and a daily podcast counting down to The Force Awakens launches this Monday. Now, what I feel like is what I'm in the middle of doing right now, just to peel back the old curtain, is... busy with work and school, still trying to desperately drop the press releases and cut together the audio segments and all that. But it's all coming together slowly. The important thing is I've nailed down the schedule and the special guest hosts. So we're going to talk about it right now. So basically this is, I kind of feel like I have the press release that I'm writing in front of me. And I'm
what does it all mean, Riley? What does it mean for the listeners? What goodies?
It sounds, as I write it, as I'm looking at it now, I just wrote this first blurb a second ago announcing the podcast that I'm going to post on the blog and send out to some other folks to get the word out.
And, He's got tweets. He's got Glosson.
Exactly. Well, what's funny is that with this press release, it sounds so PR crap. I'll be honest. Like, I really need to rework this because it's like, from the creatives behind StarWarsReport.com comes a brand new daily podcast. Wait a second. Sorry. This needs something else. I feel like...
You know, and maybe you should change it from daily to nightly, because it sounds like, wait, daily but night? What?
That's true.
We're covering the light and the dark.
See, you're there already you go, giving right? me, see, this is why I need your help, man, because you're already giving me...
you're like, daily, nightly shows. Yeah, that's right. We cover the light and the dark every single day. There was an awakening, the light side and the dark.
I see what you did that. So I feel like what this needs... This is the blurb I've written so far. Let me make sure this is all coming through on the recorder, not overwhelming anybody too much. Clear the old throat there. From the creatives behind StarWarsReport.com comes a brand new daily podcast, nightly podcast, counting down the last 30 days until Star Wars The Force Awakens hits theaters. The podcast, hosted by Star Wars Report founder and editor-in-chief Riley Bland, will feature an incredible lineup of guest hosts. Each day of the week, we'll feature a special guest host with a unique take on a fascinating aspect of Star Wars fandom and anything and everything from that galaxy far, far away. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. On Monday, we have a brand new segment, Jury. Judge Jury. Justin Robert Young gives his take on Star Wars. All right, I gotta stop. I can't go through the whole announcement like that. But basically, here's the rundown. And actually, let me, I'm going to pull up my spreadsheet. Mark, I'm so organized with this project, I've actually got a spreadsheet.
I can tell.
to actually go over the, Let's see here. Star Wars Tonight Plan. Here it is.
It seems like chaos, but there's actually organization amidst the chaos. I've seen it in action. It's called the Blanton Method.
So every Monday.
Normally there's a plan A, B, and C. B stands for Blanton. It doesn't get anywhere else because Blanton actually covers LNOP. Exactly. You know how little kids, when they learn their ABCs, LMNOP sounds like one letter. Well, that's the Blanton plan.
Basically. Well said, sir. So Monday at 5 p.m., still determining on whether this will be live or not. It depends on what we happen. But Monday, it's Judge Jury with Justin Robert Young. This will be Justin's take on a Star Wars-related topic. And you guys will sense a theme. On Tuesdays, we will be geeking out with Steve Glosson. What is Steve geeking out about? It's going to be the news of the day, whatever the fan community's talking about. It'll be Steve's take on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're having a brand new segment. It's According to Amy with Amy Ratcliffe. It's going to be Star Wars fandom from a female perspective. And, of course, Thursday, our Star Wars story. The episode will be themed with South Radio, South Georgia Radio personality. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. Scott Rifen. Justin Robert Young's a comedian, podcaster extraordinaire who hosts Night Attack. He's a journalist, writer. He's creative guy behind the Contender game. Really super fun guy.
Last episode, in fact, if you want to hear more, go back.
Yeah, well, his good friend Brian was. Yeah, Brian Brushwood, who we are going to see The Force Awakens with. But yeah, as I said, on Tuesdays with Steve, everyone who listens to the podcast, I'm sure, is familiar with our good friend Steve Glosson. Yeah, it's going to be an absolute blast as he gives his take on something happening in Star Wars fandom. And then, of course, Wednesday, Amy Ratcliffe. She's a writer. She contributes to IGN, to Nerdist, to StarWars.com and Star Wars Insider. She's an extremely prolific writer and an amazing woman. And I'm super happy to have her on board with this project. And, of course, Thursdays, Scott Rifen, enough said, huge supporter of the show here, and I'm so glad to have him on board on Thursdays. Of course, Fridays will be the regular Star Wars Report podcast, as we normally record, and that will be, this is exactly what Riley should be doing in the weeks leading up to finals, right? I'm insane. Why am I doing this? Well, why? Because these are the most incredible and you know, this is the biggest scale podcast project I've ever done.
You can always go back to college later. Star Wars The Force Awakens is only going to hit theaters once, man.
Exactly.
Maybe twice 30 years from now when they look back on it. But this moment, you're going to miss out.
Exactly, man. It is. I'm so super excited. As you're hearing this, of course, live, I'll be posting this podcast up probably tomorrow evening, and then I'll be putting up the press release and blogs will be handed out tomorrow. And of course, the show goes live Monday. We kick off with Justin Robert Young this coming Monday, and I couldn't be more excited. So again, Star Wars Tonight launching Monday, and it will have its own feed. I will release the first four episodes, the first week of episodes, in the Star Wars Report feed as well. And then from there, you'll have to subscribe to the podcast feed for Star Wars Tonight. That's pretty much... I'm so excited. I am now at a loss for words, sir. That's basically it. Star Wars Tonight premiering this week. Stay sexy, my friends. Wait, what? No. Oh, wait. That's the whole
Stay
thing.
Star Warsy.
Stay Star Warsy, my friends.
We have something to report.
Professor, I have good news.
Data brought to us by the Bothan spies.
You can send a clear transmission.
There it is. Listen.
That's right. ABC launching. A brand new Star Wars TV spot. All right, Mark. Tell me all about this brand new TV spot.
Man, okay, so this was dropping, East Coast got to watch it first, so of course I found out about it through the internet before I even knew I was watching it. We were watching Grey's Anatomy, and they had these little clips where the actors were talking about Star Wars. They had Chanda Grimes, I believe is her name, the lady that writes Grey's Anatomy, was talking about how, Meredith is like the Luke Skywalker and that kind of stuff. And then I was seeing this 30-second spot, and they were calling it the fifth one, the one that I saw it on. But it's a minute, 60 seconds in.
It's pretty impressive. You know, it's the same thing that we've already gotten for the most part, but it seems to focus a little more on Rey, which seems to be more of the focus all the way around with all these newer ones. They definitely seem to be pointing out that, you know, Rey is definitely our center stage star. So with that, you want to hit play?
I'm doing it right now. It's a 60-second TV spot. Here we go.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Follow me.
Nothing will stand in our way. I'll show them. Dark side.
I don't know your name.
Finn, what's yours?
I'm Rey.
You might need this.
Yeah. Every generation has a story.
Force Awakens.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens. In a world.
Yeah. You know, I really feel like they're not adding that much anymore.
All right, well, let's tell you what.
This one had a couple little tiny things that stood out.
All right, so Mark, what's your big takeaway? Oh, I don't see. Skype's doing its weird thing, man, Mark. What was your big takeaway?
Well, for me, okay, so it looks like the main scene where we see with the X-Wings where they're doing the lake that we've seen in like three or four different trailers now. One thing that jumped out was it looks like Poe Dameron's black X-Wing might actually be leading it and not in a blue one, which seemed to be the first time we saw a scene like that. We see some scenes
with
Han.
Would you give me a timestamp on that, man?
Which one? The X-Wing?
Yes, the X-Wing.
Well, let me go back to that. Another one, you know, Han had a couple. There was one with Han and Rey, and then there was another one with Han where he was next to Leia, where it was like the picture we see with Leia where she was introduced, where she's like at the head of the little, I don't know, plotting table, I guess.
Yeah.
And I want to say we are close to 50-some-odd seconds in.
Oh, wow, so like 50. Right towards the end.
Yeah, it is. It's 54 seconds in. It looks like it's Poe's ship that's banking first. I mean, it could be a trick of the light in this play as well. It seemed to be a dark X-Wing, you know, and like I said, everything's so short. You know, they're really only giving you about 2-3 seconds of each thing at best.
But you see the classic X-Wing. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and it gives you that feel that, okay, well, maybe that's the case. And I've been perplexed with this from the start because I was always under the impression that he flew the one, the gray one, because you saw him hanging off the side of, you know, those magazine chutes and stuff. But then more and more, you know, that's not how it's described. That's just a Resistance X-Wing and Poe is the black one. So
yeah,
I thought that was an interesting little takeaway with that. I was like, oh, that looks like it might be an actual black X-Wing. But
yeah,
there really isn't much new. It's just like, oh, there's a new scene. Oh, there's a new scene. Like the Han stuff, it's literally just there he is standing there. Like you know, you have an arm movement as he lifts a gun up towards another character or he's just literally standing right there.
My favorite shot was definitely this little exchange right here.
You might need this.
I absolutely loved it. That's classic Han Solo. The little look that he gives as he hands Rey a blaster. Again, not really. We don't really know much about like where they are, what they're doing, but we know that they're in it together. And I kind of like that classic Han Solo look. But just to jump to what you were saying a second ago, it's at about 48 seconds in. You get a really cool shot of just these various either Resistance, Rebellion. You can see just around this kind of table where Leia's there. And
it looks like Akbar behind 3PO.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's really cool because you get to see 3PO.
Or, I mean, it's a Mon Calamari, and it's kind of hard to say. I mean, to say it's Admiral Akbar is really loose, but I missed Han there the first three times I watched this. That's Han.
But it's just cool to see like the Rebellion forming, and you get to see what everyone seems to be in the room in command shall we say, by Leia, which kind of brings us to another story I wanted to talk about. It's no longer Princess Leia, ladies and gentlemen. Princess Leia is now General Leia in The Force Awakens. We don't really know what exactly that means she's general of or what iteration it is, but we do know that she's no longer going to be referred to as the princess. And this is in a brand new article from Entertainment Weekly. They've been releasing a lot of really cool behind-the-scenes photos in a recent spread they had on the cover of, I believe, last week's magazine. And again, Abrams is giving these interviews where he's giving us some tidbits, but nothing too much detailed. But he does say that, quote, she's referred to as general, but there's a moment in the movie where a character sort of slips and calls her princess. So he's just trying to, you know, like give a little fun moment where being called princess might actually be like a little slip of protocol that you're not really supposed to do because she's now General Leia, which I love. Because let me tell you, despite the emotional vulnerability of the scene where she and Han hug, the way we see her fold her arms talking to J.J. Abrams in the behind-the-scenes reel in that amazing general outfit, the way we see her putting both hands down on the table in the Rebellion, planning room of sorts, where she seems in command, and I love that. Leia seems really hardcore, don't mess with me character that we all grew to love in the original movie, and I'm just super excited about. So that was my big takeaway.
See, I'm on the fence with this one. I mean, I in general like generals. Princess Leia. You see what I did there? Princess Leia being a general at this point, it sits odd with me, I guess is the best way to put it. I feel like she should already be beyond a general. I feel like she should be a full leader of the Rebellion. I kind of always felt like she already was a full leader of the Rebellion from the start, although now it seems like that's not the case. We're going to find out that she wasn't as much, but Han and Lando both get elevated to the rank of general just for the Endor missions, you know, what they did during that battle. And it's like, okay, well, they did that and they were up there to that rank and they didn't seem like they were in charge of a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know. I just seems to me that she should be, in a sense, like a fulcrum character, you know, somebody that's the linchpin for a lot of things in what's going on with the Resistance. But that's where I get very curious as to, you know, where the state of the galaxy is at that point. And I think that that's going to be what plays into that the most. Because, you know, you keep in mind the Jedi were all generals during the Clone Wars and, you know, maybe it's something like that. Like maybe everyone of a certain rank now are generals. But yeah, I really think she should have been like a grand admiral or high general or I don't know military ranks enough to say what's above a general. You know, she should be a 4-star general at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I could see that, but I think that they really want to focus any mystery of the film on Luke. I think that they're really, in terms of like a fulcrum type thing, I can definitely see what you're saying.
See, that's the one thing about Legends that always drove me nuts was like Leia got the least amount of respect, even though she had a very high up position. I mean, she was the chief of state not once but two different times for the New Republic. And then when she became a Jedi, the best she got was a Jedi Knight. She never even became a Jedi Master. And when everything went down with Luke and he was the Grand Master and he was exiled and they were looking for a replacement, Leia was never even really considered as an option. I was like, what? You know, I just felt like, you know, it took so long for her to kind of come into her heritage as a Jedi in the first place. She didn't start training till the new Jedi Order books. You know, it was like so many things were put off for so long. So, you know, here is a book that's set around the time that in Legends she was just about to become a Jedi and she's just a general. I feel like she should be so much farther along, and I feel almost a resentment that she's being held back. Like, I want to know, there better be a good reason for it, you know? I feel like Leia needs to be on a bigger pedestal.
I don't know, man. I think she's going to be, I wouldn't be too worried. She seems to be a very strong character. Maybe not the lead, maybe not a lot of screen time. But I'll be honest, when I knew Carrie Fisher was returning, I was concerned that Carrie Fisher today could represent what I would think of and what I would hope to see on the big screen in terms of Princess Leia years later. But what I'm seeing here, for at least for me, Mark, I understand your concerns, but at least for me, definitely fits the bill.
I think about Rebels and what they're doing with the cells and what Pablo Hidalgo had said during the recon about how they were cells and how what we saw in A New Hope, they had the X-Wings and we didn't see the B-Wings and the A-Wings because that was a different cell. And if the Resistance is still following a similar structure, that would make a lot more sense. That Leia's running, in a sense, her own little rebellion, just like, in a sense, you know, Fulcrum's running a little rebellion and, you know, General Dodonna was running one during A New Hope. Like, you know, when I start thinking about what they're building with the new canon and the directions they're changing it, it is exciting. I can't wait to find that out.
Absolutely, man. Disney XD has a new preview as well for The Force Awakens. This is for Disney XD UK. It's complete with, looks like a set visit and a kind of typical Disney Channel type of host in this little 45-second, I guess, preview for The Force Awakens. What I'm going to do is watch it for the first time live right here on the podcast. Let's take a listen.
Deadly threats at each turn. Fire. It's also one filled with adventure, incredible starships, legendary heroes,
ensuring we're home,
and a mystical energy field called the Force.
We got company.
The best thing about an adventure is meeting people you've always heard about, seeing things you've only dreamed of, and doing things never imagine doing.
All right, so I'm going to actually stop it there because the volume is just so low on this. It's absolutely terrible quality. But
yeah, it's taken from a distance, and I couldn't find a better one.
I know, because it's just taped off TV. But I will give this comment. It's really cool to see. It looks like he's on the pirate castle set. It's kind of what it looks like.
And yeah, Maz's kinda, castle.
So we see a couple new shots, like a long shot of Finn climbing on board some sort of ship. We see his dreadlocks, and we of course see that weird pig looking pirate dude from the Maz Kanata castle set just hanging out there in the background while he's doing the segment.
Yeah.
I love Disney.
You know, and I almost think that that's the Simon Pegg character, that guy.
There's so much speculation. I mean, did you see Simon Pegg this week?
Dude, he's been everywhere this week. Yeah,
I'm not even going to go there.
That's almost a whole different show.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Yeah,
but this little clip though, I felt this one was the one that really seeded a lot more of Rey. Like it felt like it was focused on Rey. Like you could get another one of these clips that did the same thing with Finn, you know, or for Poe. And I'm okay with that because like. I feel like these were like shots in the dark, you know, like there was no pomp and circumstance that I was aware of that these were coming, not like the Monday Night Football thing. You know, it was like, you know, if you weren't paying attention, you could have really missed these, you know, aside from the fact that the few websites out there that were seeing them, we were all quickly sharing. I'm like, oh, did you see this? But aside from that, though, they're really small. You know, I'm still on that fence where I'm like, I really don't want anymore.
Yep.
But then I think
hear you,
about
man.
The features, you know, when we see the Blu-ray features, there's always all those little TV clips. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, with the prequels, there was like 24, 25. I'm like, oh, there's going to be a lot more of these. But luckily, for the most part, they're showing the same stuff. I would say almost 80% of the time or 85, and you're getting about 15% new clips. And what they're giving us is very, like I said earlier, very short, like 2-3 seconds.
Absolutely, man.
This is the Star Wars Report Podcast. Apology accepted, Captain Nita.
Oh, man. He's all like, apology accepted, Captain Nita. And he's like, don't choke me. And then he's all like, I'm going to choke you anyway. I'm Darth Vader. That's how it went. That's exactly how it went.
This is how I roll.
Exactly.
My dark side grip.
We got some feedback from you guys. Feedback's brought to you by, well, our patrons. I want to dedicate this segment to everybody supporting the show at patreon.com/StarWarsReport. At any dollar level, you can support us, again, at patreon.com/StarWarsReport. What we do is offer bonus audio content, usually a couple times a month. I'm throwing in audio from the pre-show or post-show or special interviews, that sort of stuff. And I toss that in for you guys who support us financially just as a way to kind of say thank you. And where the money goes is basically to keep Riley's computer from crapping out too much as I save to install like the next Patreon, just as like to dedicate the segment. The next Patreon thing is upgrading the laptop's RAM, and I'm going to be getting set up to do live video for the podcast. But if you can be a Bothan believer, Bothan rebel, Bothan general, or Bothan baller. And what I'm doing actually for the first time, Bruce Gibson, who is a patron of ours, and of course host over at Cloud City Casino, has been kind enough to help me out organize, because I just literally have not had time, actually organize and fulfill something that we've wanted to do for a long time for our patrons, yeah. And that's a Google Hangout.
I said I'm going.
Awesome. Because I was going to say, Mark, this is literally the first time I've talked to you about it. Like, you're available, right?
Yeah, no, actually, in fact, you sent me a question about it, and I believe I commented back going, yeah, I'm talking to Bruce about it right now.
Oh, good.
And it was ironic, because I must have been like the first guy Bruce contacted after you sent that or set him on that mission. Cause like, yeah, he was, we had chatted three back and forths, you know, about it all. I had already told him, yeah, that sounds great. I'm wide open. Keep me informed. And then you were all like, hey, you know, Bruce is going to be, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, already, yeah, we got that locked down. And then he sent out the Facebook one, which I don't know, you know, I'm more on Facebook than Twitter of the two. But Facebook has this great, you know, event, invite, and all that, and Bruce took advantage of that. I don't know if Twitter has the same.
It does
if
not.
If they do, that would be great.
Well, I still have to set up the Hangout invite. And if you want to join the Hangout and just support us on Patreon, you'll see us right there. Let me go ahead and actually what I'm going to do right now is log into the Star Wars Report PrettyLink account so I can make this super easy. But yeah, just support us on Patreon. And we're giving an invite out to anybody who's at the Hangout level. And we're going to do our very first Google Hangout with the patrons. So I am really excited about it. And I'm enormously grateful to Bruce for helping set it up and create a Facebook event for that. And if you want to join it and you're a patron, all you have to do is go to StarWarsReport.com/Hangout. And see what I'm going to do right now, Mark, on air, is I'm going into the Star Wars Report Pretty Link, and I'm going to hit Add Pretty Link.
Here so pretty.
I know. I'll target URL. I'm just going to put the URL to the Facebook event, and I'm just going to put Hang Out. And then it just created that link right now. So if you go to StarWarsReport.com/Hangout, then you can answer the Facebook event invite, and that's where I will be posting the link to the Hangout. I'm going to see if I can't put it as a Hangout on air. Even if you're not a patron, you could tune in live and that sort of stuff. So again, it's StarWarsReport.com/Hangout. Join us for our Patreon hangout, and we appreciate everyone who is supporting the Star Wars Report podcast. Yes, indeed. So to the emails. I'm going to actually hit up one from Woo Kim, Woo S. Kim, a longtime listener and supporter of us here. He says along the same lines of my, what laser sword? I always have to do that. Laser sword. It always weirded me out that Anakin said laser sword instead of lightsaber. It's like everyone knows it's a lightsaber, Anakin of episode one, Jake Lloyd, who...
But he's a 9-year-old kid. Like, you know, I mean, it's not like he's clearly seen a Jedi before. And
I just want to see your laser sword.
Like, if I had to name
Thor's
hammer, I would get it wrong.
Mm. He says, what starfighter would you choose to fly and why? TIE fighter? Y-wing? His choice, the Delta 7 Aether Sprite class light interceptor? What the hell? Oh, the Obi-Wan ship from episode 2.
Yeah, the Jedi starfighter. That's a good choice.
That's a nice one. I love the tricked out one from the Gendy series. Remember that one?
Yes. In fact, I love on the Lego Droid Tales, Admiral Akbar's all, and this is Bertha.
Well, wait, was that a thing? I have not seen that. That's
yes,
amazing.
They've had it on after Rebels last few Wednesdays. Like it's on like right after or a half hour after. Something
no
like that.
Way.
We've caught it like 2 weeks in a row, and it's surprisingly hilarious.
Hmm.
You know, and that's one that gets me. You can have the Droid Tales Lego stuff, but you can't tie the Star Wars Legos into the dimensions. I'm like, come on. You're Disney. You've got Toy Story. You've got Star Wars Legos.
Yeah.
What more connection do you need?
Yeah. I can
now,
see that.
Now, to answer Wu, for this, for me, this is a tough one because I want to say hands down it's X-Wing, but when I play Battlefront, when I'm playing that game, I tend to go A-Wing. When it comes to actual ace flying combat experience, I will ditch my X-Wing and go with the A-Wing. I like to do buzz attacks.
So I like,
but hands down, my favorite ship is the X-Wing.
Yeah, I do. You know, I like the I like the question because it's specific. It's what's your what fighter? Because the question with Star Wars ships is if it was any Star Wars ships, the answer is extremely easy for me. It's the Millennium freaking Falcon. But it's a freighter. So we're talking about fighters here. I just have to absolutely go with the my initial reaction. The first thing that comes to mind that I just think is absolutely awesome is the Episode 3 style fighters. Ever since my first exposure to those was, I mean, I probably saw an artwork or somewhere around 2005, but that same summer the movie came out, I got that, that Lego set. It's been a long night, folks. The Lego set of the Anakin Skywalker Buzz Droid fighting Starfighter from Episode 3. And I don't know what it's called, but that would be my pick. And also, as of this email,
that's
I just
what
had my...
he's talking about right there.
Now,
I've got two of them on my shelf, Obi-Wan's and Anakin's.
Nice. Let's see. But and also, he says, as of October 30th, so just about 2 weeks ago, around the time we got this email, it was Woo S. Kim's 30th birthday. I kid you not.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you! Yeah! All right. I feel like...
In fact, we could sing the traditional one now because
I was gonna say
patent or whatever is broke.
I actually, you know what we really need is just a little taste of my internet would work of... Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Woo S. Kim's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Woo S. Kim.
Woo
S. Kim. Happy birthday to you! Oh, it's a change of key! Alright. Happy birthday, Woo, by the way. That's,
Happy birthday, Woo, and Andy in the chat, who had his birthday October 7th. Happy birthday to you as well.
Hang on, I just closed the tab. Darn it. Alright, hang on. Let me just jump to the history and recent tabs. And,
my old friend.
I was going to say what
I heard you had another again.
So let's start from scratch. It's, Mark, what it sounded like is that it was just Andy's birthday who's in the chat now. Is that true?
This is true. October 7th.
Well then.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Andy in the chat from the Star Wars Report podcast. We hope you had a magical day and a great year ahead of you. Happy birthday. I hope Darth Vader does not find you and choke you and that your successful business adventure with the Wookiees is a success. Happy birthday. Hang on. Stop the presses. Mark, in the chat just now, I kid you not, of the coincidence, Evan West in the chat had a birthday just last year.
Happy birthday to Evan West
from the Star Wars Report podcast. We can't believe the coincidence. We hope that Sith Lords do not find you as you are hiding out on a remote planet of Tatooine, and that that crazy old Ben doesn't steal all of your moisture evaporator. Happy birthday to Evan West. Woo! Evan West. Woo! All three, by the way, Andy, one of our most faithful listeners, Woo, one of our most faithful listeners and emailers, and Evan, who sent me this amazing, and absolutely incredible letter at field training that I had just this past summer. So some of our most faithful listeners, and I just had to do this impromptu Star Wars Report segment has now come to a close.
Speaking of impromptu like that. That reminds me, when I was a little kid, Ramblin' Rod used to do something like that. He'd have all the little kids line up, and he would play the Mos Eisley Cantina song for the happy birthday song.
Ooh, I like it. I like it very much. All right.
This is the Star Wars Report podcast. That's two, you owe me, Junior.
All right, folks, that puts this episode of the Star Wars Report in the can. We got some last business to take care of, and we're going to do it right after this. Woohoo! That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring this very episode of the Star Wars Report podcast to a tragic final close. It's been a big episode. It's been a big week. It's hard to believe that this hour has passed as quickly as it has. We've learned a lot. We've learned that ABC is still putting out 60-second TV spots, and that Disney XD UK is taking us behind the scenes of Star Wars The Force Awakens, even though the audio is way too quiet on the clip, and it didn't work at all. We found out Princess Leia is a general, and she's no longer going. She's no longer, no more slave Leia, no more Princess Leia. It's General Leia. That's what I'm talking about. Bring the power. Get some. And of course, we've learned that a brand new podcast, Star Wars Tonight, premieres November 16th, right here on the Second Airborne Division. Make sure that you find the show on iTunes and subscribe. And rate and review. We want to blow this sucker up. It's going to be a great time. Thanks to everybody who also emailed us. Huge thank you to Wu. We'll have to get to this. I teased at the beginning. We're just going to have to push it off. I got an email from a writer with Comedy Central from The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore about the whole hashtag boycott Star Wars. And it's hilarious. And I have words. And I send words via email back to him, and we have a great time doing that. So we've got some more emails that we'll get to. We'll have to get to it next week. But that's going to put the wraps on this very episode of the Star Wars Report podcast. Huge thanks to everybody who tuned in and who supports the show. Huge thanks to all our patrons. Don't forget StarWarsReport.com/hangout. That'll take you straight to the Facebook event that is organizing our Patreon-exclusive hangout. Come talk to me about whatever you want. Doesn't even have to be Star Wars. It's just a way of thanking you guys who support the show. All right, folks. Here's what you want to do. If you want to email us, we're going to be doing more emails very soon. And so you can join in on that by emailing us, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. You want to also find the show on Facebook at Facebook.com/StarWarsReport. Click like. If you already like the show, make sure that you go to the page and click on the drop-down menu to make sure that you get all of our posts. Make sure... you can make sure you can get notifications whenever we post on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. Very proud to have crossed 17,000 other Twitter followers, and you can join them at twitter.com/StarWarsReport. I am also on Twitter. You can follow me personally. It's at TheRileyGuy. Mark can be found on Twitter at IllogicalRogue2. It's like the opposite of logical. It's illogical. You get it, right?
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all there. Exactly. Instagram and Snapchat, I'm there as well. You were saying, Mark?
No, I'm just agreeing with you, yeah.
A rare occurrence here on the Star Wars Report podcast. Oh, it was too easy. Too easy of a setup. Here's the most important thing. If you're listening to this right now, you're the hardest of the hardcore. You're not one of these, oh, I think I'll listen to Riley on the Star Wars Report until he starts playing the birthday song three times, and then I'm going to delete the podcast. No, you're still listening. You're here. You're here now. You're a loyal Star Wars Report listener and supporter. So here's what you need to do. The Star Wars Report wants you to go to StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. Click through that old link, open up your iTunes page, click on the Star Wars Report podcast, and leave a rating and review with your thoughts on the Star Wars Report podcast to get the word out. The next Star Wars movie is merely 1 month away, and we want as many of the brand new and excited Star Wars fans that are joining our community to discover this very podcast. And you, sir, you have the power to change your destiny, and the destiny of the rankings of the Star Wars Report podcast and iTunes. You get it. That's how it works. Lastly, you can actually leave us a voicemail. I haven't given out this number in a while, but we'll have to maybe do a voicemail episode soon. It's 858-859-0SWR. All right, don't forget this coming Monday as you hear it. Tune in. Star Wars Tonight. Justin Robert Young joins us to talk about, well, you'll just have to tune into the episode to find out. That's going to put the wraps on this episode of the Star Wars Report. Thanks for listening, and remember, many Bothans died to bring you this very podcast. This is kind of like a rap beat. I feel like I need to ad lib some mad beats. Drop some mad rap.
We went to a drum circle with my parents. My parents took my wife and my kids, and we went to a drum circle. And
nice.
They had this big war drum out in the middle, and they'd let everybody take turns. And me and my littlest daughter got out there, and just boom, 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 boom.
Cody,
dude, it was awesome.
Cody Murphy in the chat says, "Straight out of Endor." I like to think that. Here we go. Sing it. I'm an Ewok man from an Ewok land, and I just fought the Empire to defend my clan, yo. My brother, he fell down, and he didn't get up because he lost his frown. I didn't make sense with that last lyric, but I think it's still in the spirit of a great rap of the Star Wars Report. Tune in next week, and you won't be hurt. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Drop the mic. We're done. Oh God. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
You know, the fact that Bothans look so much like horses is probably why the Empire has not come down on our Bothan breeding grounds.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in live. It's been one of those nights, man.
Yeah.
We are now off air.
I want to freestyle. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling it. Yeah.
I feel like that was pretty darn good. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty proud of that fat beat.
Was the Ewok man from the Endor land. Let me put, had a nice little spear in his right hand. He was going to throw it high, going to take it low. He's going to knock an AT-ST down like so.
Whoa. Mark, we've missed our calling. This needs to be a thing. Absolutely. All right. All right. All right. Just thank everybody in the chat. And I'm going to stop the old recorder.